This is the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks on KQB with expert advice from CPA, attorney, and retirement and estate planning expert Jim Lang, the best-selling author of Retire Secure and The Roth Revolution, Pay Taxes Once and Never Again. Now on the air and online worldwide at paytaxeslater.com, get ready to talk smart money.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. I'm your host, David Baer, here in the KQV studio with Jim Lang, CPA, attorney, and author of two best-selling books, Retire Secure and The Roth Revolution, Pay Taxes Once and Never Again. The focus of today's show is services available for seniors. Finding resources can be a challenging maze to navigate for both older adults and adult children concerned about their aging parents and relatives. How can older adults stay active and engaged in their community? How does an adult child know when it's time to intervene for the safety and well-being of an elderly parent or relative? To help answer these questions, we welcome Maxine Horn from the Jewish Family and Children's Service of Pittsburgh back to the show. She's also an information and referral specialist for AgeWell Pittsburgh, a collaborative program between the JFNCS, the Jewish Association on Aging, and the Jewish Community Center. AgeWell is a network of services designed to help all older adults remain healthy and independent, regardless of their race, religion, ancestry, sexual orientation, or disability. In addition to a review of available services, Maxine will introduce three new AgeWell initiatives. And with that, I'll say hello, Jim, and welcome, Maxine.
Welcome to the show, Maxine.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
By the way, before we get into the meat of the program, I should just mention that on two occasions, I have used AgeWell's services, and Maxine and AgeWell just did a fabulous job for me, both in times of distress. I have referred her to probably roughly 100 clients, and we have some glowing testimonials of people who have used the services of AgeWell. So Maxine, for David gave a brief introduction, but can you kind of get to the essence of what is AgeWell?
Sure. I like to refer to AgeWell as an umbrella term that covers the senior services of three collaborative partners. First is the Jewish Association on Aging, second is the Jewish Community Center, and the third is Jewish Family and Children's Service. Now, you may notice that all of the agencies are Jewish by identification, but as David mentioned, all of our services are provided strictly in a non-sectarian manner without regard to race, religion, sexual orientation, or anything else. So that being said, the services are available to everyone and are used primarily in Allegheny County. Now, there are about 6,000 seniors a year that participate in some way or another in one of our programs because each of these partner agencies has a senior department that delivers particular services to their seniors. Our job in AgeWell is to make sure that all of our subscribers, shall we call them, have access to all of these services and beyond if need be. What I mean by that is, excuse me, I will tell you what each agency is proficient in, but also when we do not have the appropriate referral for that agency, we move out into the community and look elsewhere for appropriate referrals. For example, the Jewish Association on Aging provides adult day services, and those are services for people who have probably some dementia or are very weakened in some way and need some serious care during the day. They also provide kosher home-delivered meals, which is very important to a segment of the community, the Jewish in particular. We have outpatient physical therapy, and there is skilled in-home care available through the Jewish Association on Aging. Another aspect belongs to the Jewish Community Center, and they are the wellness and recreation services that provide socialization. There is a senior center, an Allegheny County Area Agency on Aging Senior Center is housed at the JCC. And there are a number of other wellness programs. For example, Silver Sneakers has a headquarters there. And there is a wonderful program called Checkmates, a volunteer service that I would like to talk about a little later on. At Jewish Family and Children's Service, which is where my office is, although I work for all three, obviously, for AgeWell, we do more human service kind of jobs with our seniors. For example, we have care management, we have individual counseling, family consultations, support groups, in-home caregiver services from our licensed registry, and we also provide personal emergency response systems to those who request it.
So you've mentioned a lot of services mm-hmm. and things that you do. Who actually calls AgeWell? Does a spouse call? Does it a child of an aging parent? Who is usually the first person to contact AgeWell? And what might be a potential typical scenario from that call?
Oh, Jimmy, that's a loaded question. All right, so the first question is who calls the...
By the way, Maxine is my cousin. To her, I'm still Jimmy.
Right, and you will always be Jimmy.
And I'll always be Jimmy.
There you go.
But he gets to sit at the big table now.
So. he does. He's sat at the big table for a long time. Who calls AgeWell Pittsburgh? Well, seniors themselves call very often because they are able to identify their own needs. Not every senior is feeble and unable to do that. Some of them are wonderful advocates for themselves. So some of them are seniors. Some of them are spouses. Lots of calls from children, either children who live in Pittsburgh or children who live outside of Pittsburgh and have family left kind of alone here, and professionals.
While we're just talking about it, why don't you give the number that they should call at this point?
I would be happy to. It is 412-422-0400, and there is an 800 number as well, which is 877-243-1530.
Could you repeat those numbers and also sure. give your website, please?
Yeah, 412-422-0400 or 877-243-1530. And the website is www.agewellpgh.org. All one word, agewellpgh.org.
Perfect.
And by the way, I could not stress enough that people who are in need or even close to being in need of AgeWell services take advantage of it. Everybody that I have referred to and has got back to me and my own experiences have been wonderful. But Maxine, one of the issues that I find a little bit perplexing is that I have probably given your name to, I don't know, maybe 100 people, and you haven't had nearly that many calls. So apparently there is some reluctance, even for people who are in need of services, to even get in contact with you, let alone actually use the services. Do you know what's going on there? And is there anything that you could do to encourage somebody who is thinking they might need some help to kind of go over the line and then actually call? And then actually do something that you recommend.
To make the call. Yeah, it's a perplexing question because there are so many people with so many simple or complex problems who do not call, and we wonder why. And I think that a good bit of the reason is because people are disappointed in themselves when they can't think of the answer by themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't want to think that they have to call somebody else to find out what's probably a very obvious answer. Well, number one, the answers are not necessarily obvious at